Green Thumbs. Hello, everyone. I have enjoyed reading your final plant updates and seeing your pictures. Many of you have green thumbs. This is an English expression that means you have a natural talent for taking care of plants. Regardless of how your plant grew, I can tell each of you gave them a great deal of attention and care. Well done. Here are a few pictures sent in from your classmates. Shalom's plant continues to get bigger. Camilla's plant has 3 sprouts. O'Reilly notices a bit of growth each day and says his plant continues to develop leaves. Omar's plant remains small, but he is helping it grow by watering it and putting it near sunlight. Emma continues to nurture her plant. She has taken careful measurements. Abbas has too. His plant is getting very tall. Luke's plant remains small, but he is taking very good care of it. And one more person would like to share their work personally. She is still waiting for her plant to grow, but is helping it along with water and sunlight. Thank you everyone for sending in your updates. I apologize if I have missed anyone. Please send me an email if you haven't shared and would like to. I will post them next week. Even though we have written our final observations, many of your plants will continue to grow. Under the right conditions, they might even flower and produce beans. Though we might eat the beans, they actually hold seeds that can be collected and planted to start the process all over again. This is called a life cycle, and all plants go through it. Take a look at the video below for more information on this process. The following image specifically documents the life cycle of a bean plant. After examining the life cycle and thinking back on your own experience growing a plant, copy and answer the following question in your response booklet. What conditions or factors might interfere with the life cycle of a plant? In other words, what might cause the life cycle of a plant to break down? Try to think of more than one reason. You are welcome to list your ideas rather than answer incomplete sentences. ELL. Ms. Simmons has sent in new activities for each ELL group: brown, blue, green, and red. Please click the ELL tab at the top of the page. Get moving. It's that time of the week again where we get up and get energized. Let's start by warming up the body with some simple stretches and gentle movements, and then bring up our heart rates with a short cardio workout. Don't forget to drink lots of water. Have a great weekend, everyone. Please note, there will be no post on Monday as it is a holiday. I will see you all back here on Wednesday.